Today on Design for the Real World, we look at a tiny piece of paper and glue that's almost an anachronism. Although most of us have abandoned our total dependence on the U.S. mail in favor of the cheaper and faster electronic variety, one quaint vestige of old-fashioned mail that gives real pleasure is the postage stamp. Designer Stephen Heller explains how these utilitarian stickers came to be miniature displays of popular culture.
My favorite stamp when I was a kid was the Mercury 7 stamp. It was beautifully rendered. It was in color. It had deep blues, but then there was a kind of halo of light that represented the light that surrounds the Earth. And it was just the Mercury 7 capsule floating in space. But because of what the Mercury 7 astronauts meant to me as a boy, meant to the nation as heroes, real heroes, this stamp had indescribable resonance. I learned that stamps are chosen for a number of reasons, not the least of which is to make money for the U.S. Postal Service, which is a semi-private organization. So they have to create product, and those products are stamps of various subjects that people will go out and buy, and they become brands. They become little, like Hallmark cards. You buy a stamp because it represents a certain feeling you have, a position you take. There is a beautiful stamp for breast cancer. There was a stamp for the 19th Amendment. Because people get tired of such things, the stamps, these commemorative stamps, change on a regular basis, and new ones are thought of, and new gimmicks are thought of for selling them. And that's why it's so terrific in recent times, with certainly within the last 15 or so years, that popular culture has been injected into postage stamps. And the first of these was a collection of American comedians. But the Postal Service was very reluctant to put it out at first. It took 2-3 years before they released it because they weren't sure that popular culture was important enough to have a stamp devoted to it. And they soon found out it was not only important enough, but popular enough where they made money on these stamps. And they designed them beautifully. Because what happens is you get people who not only want to send them, but they want to save them. And that's another part of the design of the postage stamp, that they are designed to be collected and preserved.
He scribbled down a little note to send news home from camp, and stuffed it in an envelope, hunted for a stamp. His roommate had a scrapbook full just sitting on a shelf. He didn't think his pal would mind, so he just helped himself.
Stephen Heller is a graphic designer and the author of countless books on design, including the one I just received yesterday in the mail, co-authored with Seymour Troost, called Graphic Style. Let us know what you'd like us to look at in Design for the Real World. You can contact us through our website at studio360.org.